everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Based on Speculation, the pop culture news on the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do you think is going to happen in the upcoming hit film, Five Nights at Freddy's?
For Freddy's things.
Oh, awesome.
Okay.
I've never played a Five Nights at Freddy's game in my life,
Me neither.
I know a lot about it. Don't know why.
Yeah, fair enough.
To the point where there was a big reveal in the Five Nights at Freddy's community, the creator, don't know who his name, what his name is, he was like, hey, this bit of lore that you've been confused about, this is the truth. And my Twitter feed was just that for ages. Mm. I don't know. I'm getting algorithmed Five Nights at Freddy's shit. I also know that the Five Nights at Freddy's series started because the creator made a bunch of Christian games, and people were like, your models are disgusting and scary. And he's like, oh, yeah? Then he made Five Nights at Freddy's.
And is he a very Christian?
I guess so.
Okay. Is there going to be a lot of Christian overtones?
I don't think there's heaps.
So Five Nights at Freddy's?
Here's the lore of Five Nights at Freddy's.
Okay.
A man named William Afton, I think, and another guy, don't know his name, they started Five Nights at Freddy's. Now, they might have also been evil scientists.
They started fight as in, like, this is...
The pizza chain.
Okay, gotcha.
And they...
So this isn't the lore of the world, as in the lore of the game. This is the lore
of
the
world. This is the lore of the world in the game.
So in the 80s, or is this not in the 80s?
In the 80s, they started the pizza chain. Now, you gotta understand, having never played the games, this is an incomplete story of Five Nights at Freddy's.
You very confidently were like, I'll talk you through the lore.
But I know the basics.
Okay, you know the beats.
So they were doing soul technology, okay? All trying to use souls as a power source.
Gotcha. To what end? Just the power of light?
I think, I think William Afton's a serial killer.
Okay, he's like, I don't want to pay my electricity bill.
You know what everyone's free energy?
It is?
Souls. So... Anyway, the mascots in the first Five Nights at Freddy's games are possessed by the ghosts of children William Afton killed.
Okay, so he was a child serial killer.
Yeah, he loved to kill kids.
Okay.
One of the ones as well, possibly a character named Golden Freddy, is possessed by his own son, I think.
So like a punished Astro Boy.
Yes! Now, William Afton, in one of the other games, I forget which, he gets trapped, or maybe in the past, trying to escape the ghosts of these children. Mm-hmm. He flees into an animatronic. Now,
Springtrap.
Springtrap, which captures him and crushes his body inside it. Mm. And then his ghost goes in Springtrap.
Okay.
There's also a location, a place called Sister Location, which is called Baby's Pizza Party Time.
Okay.
And that's those...
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
Me might be able to answer this, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So these animatronics that are possessed by the
ghosts of children.
The ghosts of the children this old mate Bill killed.
Yeah.
Why do they want to kill everyone else?
I think they're just fucked up because they're kids in a Freddy costume,
Do they know what's going on? Are they like, we're still kids and we just want to play?
I think it's a sort of hell being inside one of the animatronics. And so they are just kind of like, oh, we're going crazy. We're being tortured by being in Freddy Fazbear.
Okay, are they, in the trailer, they seem to attack, at least initially, people breaking into Five Nights at Freddy's
Fazbear's Pizzeria.
Are they like a protecty thing? Are they like, we protect this place, or are we just like, we can't leave this place? We just like when victims come to us, or is it a commentary on the cycle of abuse? They got attacked and was violence was put upon them, so then they're going to inflict violence on others.
Probably not intentionally. The way the games work is that you have a bunch of monitors, and you can see on those monitors the mascots moving around.
Yeah,
and you have to do various things. You have to close various doors at the right time, whilst conserving power on your torches and the power of the place to stop them coming and attacking you.
Okay,
and if they get you, you get jump scared, have to start again.
Oh no!
And meanwhile, you do a bunch of mini games that are like retro themed. Maybe
this was introduced in Five Nights at Freddy's 2.
Yeah, there you go. And those give you lore. They give you the backstory,
which introduces Purple Guy.
Yeah, who is William Afton?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then there's also Five Nights at Freddy's sister location, which is about Pizza Baby's Pizza Palace or some shit. Or Baby Pizza's Party Time. I don't know. Those are different robots. Okay. But I think that's also a facility possibly designed to experiment on soul technology. And one of them is a lady known as Baby something. Okay. That also introduces the scooper, which scoops out the inside of the animatronics so they can be put inside new, like, shells.
Like a hermit crab.
Yeah, but it's often they do it to people, and that's where it's, you know, because it's so like, you're getting scooped.
So the person gets scooped, their insides get scooped out.
Yeah, and they get and put in a mascot or they just die.
So I was going to say, do the insides get put into a mascot and then that... Is the technology like, well, now they are in the mascot, or are they just dead?
I think they're dead, but maybe their ghost is in the mascot.
But their meat is in the mascot as well.
Sometimes. In fact, yes, because I think some people are like, the mascots smell like shit. That's because they're full of human meat.
And it's so the human meat is not really doing anything. It's just a byproduct of
putting a ghost in a Freddy Fazbear. And then in Freddy Fazbear 4... Mm-hmm. Dream Theater, that's not his name. That's from the perspective of a little kid in a bedroom, and he gets harassed by nightmare versions of the mascots. And instead of watching monitors, you have to, like, watch your cupboard or watch the door to your bedroom. But, and this was the reveal that happened recently that was all over my Twitter feed for some reason, actually, that's maybe William Afton's brother, who's 35 and not a kid, and he's got a hallucinogenic gas being pumped into the room, and that room is a secret facility, maybe in the sister location.
There's so many just, like, leaps. You're like, it's his brother. Oh, okay, yeah. When he was a young kid.
No, he's
35 and he's hallucinating.
Now, there's another thing that I can't remember where it fits into the lore, but I'm going to give it to you, too.
Thank you.
Called the Bite of maybe 87.
It's the Bite of 83.
83. Now, that's where a kid got bitten by one of the mascots.
He got his head crushed by Freddy Fazbear.
Yeah, and it fucked him up, and maybe
it killed him.
Yeah.
Well, it fucked him up.
So, he's scared of animatronics.
Yeah.
And he gets, as a joke, they put his head in Freddy Fazbear's mouth and Freddy Fazbear bites his head and then kills him. But it was committed by Michael Afton, and it was an Afton called C.C. Afton, but that's Crying Child.
Yeah.
So I don't know who the fuck. Basically, while Jackson's been trying to fill me in, I've been looking it up on my little machine.
Yeah.
And a lot of what Jackson said is.
Ballpark.
But he has got a lot of the details wrong.
Car park outside the ballpark?
Yeah.
He's
Am I in the car park?
He's playing baseball.
Okay.
Yes.
Wrong day.
But yeah, like...
Yeah.
A lot of, because like...
You must understand, I've never played a Five Nights at Freddy's game in my life.
My question is, so when the Bite of 83...
Yeah. 83, that's the first victim.
I was going to say, was that the
he's the youngest child of William Afton.
Okay, and he goes into one of the bears.
So the bear, was anyone in the bear, or was that just a horrible accident that happened?
It was just a horrible accident, I'm pretty sure.
And so then the soul
He was the only one to witness the murder of Charlie Emily at the hands of his father. This is also a fan site, I just realized. I don't know if fucking...
We've been tricked.
So
we've been pranked.
I'm just trying to figure this out. So, all right. So animatronic, which can crush a child's head, doesn't seem great to have.
Probably a mistake.
But no,
that's just an animatronic,
right? This is a fan site, but I think it is right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying. So they build these toys.
Yeah.
And maybe to suck off souls. I don't know yet. But they've got these.
They are.
They've got these toys. And then they're like, oh, let's go to the pizzeria. And as a brilliant prank, put your head in this animatronic.
Yeah.
And that something goes wrong.
Yeah,
something goes right.
Well, like, here's what I think.
Was it a mechanical failure? Or was the whatever was possessing Freddy at the time was like, chomp time?
This would be my guess.
Hum.
Based on my limited, but oddly expansive knowledge of Five Nights at Freddy's. So I think the animatronics were designed in such a way that if they kill someone, their soul goes in them.
Okay.
But I don't think William Afton expected his son to be chomped.
Oh, no. The thing that happened, it happened to me.
To my boy. Oh, no. So I think... They chomp on purpose, but it wasn't a ghost doing the chomping.
Okay, it was a mechanical chomping, and it wasn't an accident. It was a deliberate chomping, but it was an accident that it was his boy that got chomped.
Yes, I think so. But then he went on to chomp
and
other children.
My boy got chomped, in for a penny, in for a pound.
Might as well eat some other kids.
Yeah.
Now, in Freddy Fazbear, Five Nights at Freddy's or whatever, security breach, that's set in a giant shopping mall. And in that, Freddy's a good guy.
Is that a prequel or
no,
a sequel?
No, it's a sequel because...
Did he chomp the soul of a good person?
So, remember Springtrap?
Yes, who was the
William Afton got trapped inside of... Okay.
His own creation? Ah, the thing that I...
The thing that I made is I've been chomped.
What?
So at some point... And this is a little missing part. Maybe Dusha will fill this in. William Afton, i.e. Springtrap, becomes a computer virus.
Springtrap becomes Scrap Trap, which becomes Burnt Trap.
Okay, and then at some point, a computer virus.
Well, there's multiple endings to games, so it's hard to say what...
There is often a canonical ending.
Mm.
Okay.
So, because in Security Breach, there is a lady known as something... And she gets in a furry costume of a rabbit. And her name is Vanny, which is short for something. And she is...
Vanessa?
Yes, it is. And she...
Power of seduction. Look at Sherlock Holmes over here.
And she gets brainwashed, possibly in the game Five Nights at Freddy's Pizzeria Simulator.
So there's a game within the game?
Yes.
Okay.
And possibly there are also all games within the game. Okay. I don't know.
And so this is a game within the game?
Within the game.
Okay, cool.
And she gets...
Many layers of the Matrix. Oh, yeah. Shit, Zion, it's actually just part of the Matrix. It's there to control humanity. Anyway.
So she gets possessed by the computer virus that is William Afton.
Uh-huh.
And she's a rabbit lady.
Uh-huh.
And then she's killed at the end of Security Breach. But in Security Breach, the DLC... Some guy, a new animatronic, possibly known as the Mimic, pretends to be people.
So they got an animatronic that's good. As in, like, not good as in morally, but good as in, like, oh, looks like a lad.
No. So in Security Breach, you play a little homeless boy.
Okay.
You hang out with Freddy Fazbear. You go in his guts sometimes. He's good this time.
He's my good friend. Why is he good?
I don't know. Okay. But then... at the end, you escape.
Yep.
Maybe with Freddy's head. I'm not really sure. In the DLC, you play as his very good friend, a little girl. And she gets a message from the boy to come to the pizzeria, Pizzaplex, it's called, or something. And so she goes into the Pizzaplex and tries to track down her friend.
Mm-hmm.
But then she discovers in the basement of the Pizzaplex, which is maybe the old Freddy Fazbear's pizzeria, I don't really know, a new animatronic that's just like robot bits who can replicate anybody's voice. And he called her in there to eat her. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how any of this information helps us. I'm dribbling out what I know, baby.
Okay, so... All right, so they've a mimicky voice, as it, like the Terminator calling on the phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't know what his purpose is. Maybe this guy's William Afton too. Who can say?
I think when we just peel all of this back and we look at the movie trailer we just watched, it'll probably be an adaptation of the first game.
I reckon.
Maybe a
flashback. I think there's going to be a little bit of... Because at the end... You see the little girl with Freddy Fazbear, and she's also in the taxi with Freddy.
Yeah.
I think Freddy's going to be a good guy.
Well, I think Freddy is going to eat Peter from Hunger Games.
And then he's going to be dad good guy.
Yeah. So it's going to be Freddy dad. Freddy dad.
Yeah. I think that because there is... Okay. So look, we watched two trailers, and it feels... It's going to be interesting as a horror movie because it's one of those horror movies where they can't really be... From what you presented in the trailer, there's not many people that can just be victims, which means that they're going to have to bring people into the pizzeria.
To then get killed by the animatronics.
Yeah, because
seems like kind of what happens in the trailer.
Well, it seems that you've got like either the flashback where, or maybe even what's currently going on, or I don't know when this happens, but people that break into the pizzeria and start getting ate. Is that going to be like a cold open?
That'll be a cold open, and it'll have to be set in the... Past?
In the 90s,
or is that going to be like
because everything looks new?
Well, no, because maybe that's the cold open, and then they're like, "Hey, people are breaking into the old pizzeria. You got to go. We need a security guard. We never needed a security guard before, but people are breaking in and getting eaten by Freddy Fazbear. So you got to go in.
Yeah.
And so then he gets a job there, but he's got to bring his kid because he doesn't want to leave his kid at home. She's too young.
I guess he's a single dad. You got no money. You can't afford a babysitter and be like, well, I got to, the safest thing is bring a kid with it's a security job. How hard can it be? It's an old, who cares?
It's an old
pizza place that doesn't traditionally need security. It's confusing that they're got security.
Whatever. I'm desperate. I have no money. I need the coin.
This is one of those job listings where you look at it and you go, what the fuck? I guess.
I'll do it.
Sweet. It's a security thing. It's great.
I sit in a restaurant that hasn't been open for 30 years.
Yeah.
But I'm fall asleep. I can just look at monitors, also fall asleep.
Watch old VHSs from when it was a popular pizza place.
And figure out what the fuck is going on.
Do you think the... Because, like, I feel like when Freddy's Pizza Parts of Pizza first came out, the images, the way the mascots looked was pretty spooky.
Yeah.
Right? They looked gross, which was great. They looked mildewy and rotted or whatever.
Yes.
But in this, I don't think they look a bit too bright or something. Do you know what I mean?
I think that might be a way to denote time.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Yeah,
that's
fair
my
enough.
Theory.
Yeah.
I think because Freddy Fazbear's, when it started, was kind of like, this guy was just like, whatever, I'm making a gross mascot horror. But then that became like the internet's favorite horror thing, and it became really convoluted. Now they're like iconic guys.
Yeah, well, that's mostly in part to our friend and colleague Markiplier.
Yes, that's true.
Who is also part of the Wood Elf Media Network, and therefore we work together.
That's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And our friends. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Mark, my good friend.
Yeah, I call him Marky, and he loves it.
Yeah. Marky boy.
I call him the Big Ply Man.
He also loves that.
Yeah. He loves anything.
Thanks for listening.
He calls us scamps.
Yeah.
He often will pat us on the head when in the same room.
He's so much taller.
Yeah, and he says, oh, my lovely Australian scamps.
Yeah, that's us, Marky boy.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, Mark.
Thanks for listening. Yeah.
Because like a lot of streamers like Mark. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna keep calling him Mark.
Good.
Yeah. A lot of streamers like Mark really escalated
the popularity and the genre. Now everybody's got a freaking mascot horror. It's huge.
They should make a McDonald's mascot horror game.
They should. Aren't McDonald's scary?
Yeah. He's a freaking fucking clown.
Well, what's the scariest McDonald's guy? I think the Hamburglar.
No.
Birdie's scary.
Yeah. Hamburglar's the only not scary
you're
one.
You're telling me you're watching security monitors and you see Robble. He crawls by on all fours. I'm shitting my pants.
He's the only guy.
Yeah. Have you seen his face?
Fry guys? No, thank you. They're little. No, thank you.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
Hamburglar, whatever. He's fine.
Ronald McDonald has a human head.
Yeah.
So does the Hamburglar.
No, he doesn't. He's got a horrible, grotesque mascot head that looks like a human being's head.
Yes, they're all
fucking
terrible.
Nasty.
I agree with you, but I just don't think that I would be that scared to say the Hamburglar as opposed to say Birdie.
What about Grimace?
Man, he's too much of like a blob, and it seems like the obvious answer. Everyone's going to say Grimace because he's like, you know, oh, he's this big thing, and he just might, like a blob just encase you.
Yeah.
But I'm like, nah, Birdie. She'll peck your fucking eyes out and your tongue. I don't want that.
And I think
she might, like, get a branch and just, like, skewer me, and I'm there.
Lay an egg in you.
Yeah. And I'm always there, like, just quit, like, dying with a goddamn branch through me, and look she's going to, like, lay an egg in me and eat my tongue.
Yeah, that is
I like
scary.
My tongue.
Yeah, I get
look
it,
at this.
I get it.
Look how bad that is.
Yeah.
Ronald McDonald frowning, it's fucked up. I looked up Hamburglar, his head's like a bit wider. Who cares? He's wearing a hat.
I hate him.
Fair enough.
He scares me.
All right, okay.
Plus, I got a hamburger. Maybe he's got a burgle.
Mayor McCheese. Also scary.
He's got an actual hamburger for a head.
Yeah. That is frightening.
But yeah, I guess like just bringing it back to Five Nights at Freddy's.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Here's my prediction. Cold open, which is them breaking in and getting fucking et.
Yeah.
And then it's violent and scary so that people are like, whoa, this movie could be anything. Then it cuts to some years later, Peter from Hunger Games getting the job.
Yeah.
Goes there, everything's chill. Then you probably get him watching one of the VHSs, and it has an eerie vibe, and
that's probably a good way to explain, like, all the weird animatronics. Mm. Oh, scooping and, like, the spring lock system and
stuff.
Well,
like, the cop comes to the door and then it's like, have you
seen
that?
So what I was going to say is he's watching the video and it's starting to get really eerie and tense, and then there's knock on the door. He shits his pants.
True.
He'll be like, fuck, I just shit my pants.
Yeah.
And then just he goes, like, opens
every single episode of The Hunger Games.
Yeah. Like every single Five Nights at Freddy's game.
It is canon in Five Nights at Freddy's that the person watching the monitors does shit their pants.
They shit their pants every time.
Yeah,
whenever you get jump scared, you also shit your pants.
Yeah, it's diarrhea too. Yeah. That's worth noting.
It is worth noting.
And even though you've been scared and shit your pants, you do a bit of a fart too, so it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
And it stinks.
It would be embarrassing because I do that little fart. I mean, I know I'm getting put inside of Freddy Fazbear or whatever, so I got more in my mind. But I do that little fart and be like, oh, thank God it was just a fart, and then diarrhea.
Yeah.
That's one of God's cruel tricks. What a pranks from the Lord. Oh, you're just farting, brother. Oh, nice. Psych.
Shitty undies.
Yeah, oh, I'm trotting down my leg.
Oh, I'm inside a fucking mascot now. And then I'm not even in heaven. Yeah. I'm just pissed off that I diarrhea'd myself.
cop comes, introduced, then they keep watching a video, and she's like, what the fuck?
She seems to know more about them, because she's like, have you seen him? And also, like, the kid's got et in the 80s.
Yeah.
She's like your
lore dump, basically.
Well, yeah, she lore dumps, but she also gets hurt. Yeah, because there's a shot in the trailer of her in hospital.
Because I'm guessing either she's going to be one of the kids' like sisters.
Oh, actually, that's smart.
There's a connection there. I have a question about the soul eating.
Yes, please.
So the scooper?
Any of them, really. So when they eat a kid, and they put the soul into, like, how does that happen? Do we know?
I think it's just if the mascot kills them, they end up.
So when the mascots kill the people that break in.
Yeah.
What happens to their souls?
I think if a mascot already has a soul in it, you can't double up.
Okay, so you can't be chockers full of souls.
No, except there is a mascot called possibly the Lump or the Heap or the Mound, which is in one of the games, and it's like an amalgamation of all the previous mascots. Because here's the thing, Joel Zammert, my beautiful friend.
Yes.
There is Freddy Fazbear, but there is also Toy Freddy. And Golden Freddy, and Freddy with a hat, probably. And each one of these has a different kid in it, maybe.
Makes sense.
They all kind of become this lump of mascot robotic parts. Yeah. And that's got heaps of kids in it. But I think it's like one kid per mascot.
It needs to be a kid?
I don't know. I think it's only kids.
Okay.
I'm not sure, though. Don't quote me.
I'm just wondering, because like, the people that we see get at in this cold open, what if, like, a bit of a twist? Some of them are also the ones perpetuating. Maybe that's why they've ramped up the murders.
That's true. That makes sense. Because otherwise, like, why are they not murdering
people
before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I was just saying. Just a little question to be like, hey, here's my, like...
The tangle.
Now, let me... Okay, so there's Chica. Who's the bird?
There is so many Jackson that this segment...
No, but I'm not doing all of them. Relax. I'm just doing the ones that are in regular Freddy Fazbear's pizzeria.
Oh, the one, because they do it in the trailer. They're like, they list them.
Freddy, Chica.
Sure.
Pirate Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Foxy.
Foxy?
And then there's another one.
Bonnie.
Bonnie the Rabbit. That's right.
Yeah.
Bonnie the Rabbit, I think, is the one that becomes Springtrap, maybe. I don't freaking know.
Because also in the trailer, we see like a bunch in a field.
Yeah.
Of some woods.
Because that's more than four kids.
Children, yeah.
That's like six kids.
Yeah.
But I think maybe in the first one, there's like a secret animatronic or something that you get on like the seventh night or some shit.
Yeah, it's Golden Freddy, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe that's Golden Freddy. So, I don't know. So why I was counting them out is I was like, maybe there's only kids in like some of them and the rest have the people that broke in.
Okay. Because like, the people that break in, is there only four that we see?
I think it'll just, the movie will establish that like, if you put the body in the animatronic, that's how, because that's a good way for it to be disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean, it is pretty
gross. How much like deep Freddy lore will be in this movie?
I don't think there'll be anything.
Yeah, me neither.
Because it's... if as listeners got and as we got in the first 15 minutes,
it's a mess.
It's nonsense.
It's such nonsense. And also because I don't...
there's like four locations and maybe the world has Freddy fever and even people love it because it is haunted, but then they keep
One's in the pizzeria, as far as I know. The second one is
in the pizzeria earlier, right?
In the pizzeria, that's right. In the pizzeria earlier. The third one is in the sister location, or that's maybe the fourth one.
No, that's a spin-off.
Okay.
Then there's a mall.
Then there's the mall, but there's also one that is a haunted, it's like a Halloween attraction.
Yeah, which is based on the
first one.
Yeah.
So yeah, so the lore is a fucking mess. It's too much. It's worse.
So
really.
in a film like this, I'm guessing they're going to really cut that fat and be like, okay, we're just going to maybe have that one guy, William or whatever. Do we know Scooby-Doo, mate? What's his name? Lilith?
Yeah.
Do we know his name? Is he going to be related?
He had a name placard in front of him, but I didn't read it. I think he'll be...
not worth it.
I think he'll be... Phone Guy. Because Phone Guy calls in the first game, he calls the security guard periodically throughout the night to give lore dumps and sort of like context for what's happening. So I sort of assume that's what Matthew Lillard will be.
He plays a lad called, Steve Raglan.
Okay, that is a familiar name.
Someone is Vanessa in this film.
Vanny's, maybe the, maybe the cop's Vanessa.
Yeah. There's also Aunt Jane. If that helps.
No.
Okay.
I think this...
Okay, so if the cop is Vanessa, which I think it is.
Yep.
Will she be Vanessa having the evil virus, computer virus in her brain?
Vanessa... although, could it be, as it maybe in an, a little nod to that, is that they are actually the sneaky villain of the
piece?
Yeah,
I wouldn't be kind of shocked if that was the case. Mm.
Matthew Lillard's character apparently in early release.
Yeah.
In an early release of the film synopsis, Lillard's character was stated to be William Afton.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense, I guess. That's weird that she's playing Vanessa because I think this movie could go two ways, to be honest. Huh. I think they could go, let's get rid of some of this mess of a lore because it sucks.
Well, yeah, you just based it off the first
one. Or they're like, that's what people love about it. That's what the Zoomers love about Five Nights at Freddy's. And so they go hard on the lore. Which, but having Vanessa in it makes me feel like maybe they are.
There's also one actor who is playing young Mike, who is... Mike is the Peter from...
Yeah,
Peter! The main character from Hunger Games. I guess there's a flashback where he himself, maybe as a little boy, was
playing... to Freddy's Pizzeria.
That, and maybe he was almost a victim. Maybe there's like
he was there for the bite of 83.
Yeah, I can see that.
Maybe there's like a little like a repressed little thing that he's got, and he's like, oh, I remember this. I was almost there.
Maybe he was one of the kids that like got the other kid bit on the head.
Mm. A bully. Yeah. He doesn't look like a bully. He looks like a shrimp boy. Peter, a bully? Are you fucking kidding me?
Maybe he sort of mellowed out as time went by.
Josh Hutcherson, I could bully. I'm like, hey, idiot, how's making movies, Mr. Movies? And he'd cry.
That is true. He'd be so upset, dude.
So upset. Cut deep.
Yeah, cut deep, cut deep. We'll never recover.
Yes. He has a wide head, and I like it.
He does. He does have a good look. Yeah, yes. I like it, too.
He looks like he's either constantly contemplating eating like eating mayonnaise or maybe a bit constipated.
Or has just eaten mayonnaise.
Yeah.
He also looks like a model from one of those like scam companies. It's like, chew on this band to build your jaw muscles.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. He also looks like yoga. He could be in that photo there, you know, when you go to the hairdresser, sometimes they have like magazines for haircuts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He looks like he'll be a haircut model.
Yeah. Shout out to Josh.
Shout out to Josh.
So I'm guessing, the Vanessa who knocks on the door, is a cop. Well, first off, not a cop. And probably either just gonna.
They do the classic fake out where they're like, oh, yeah, I'm a cop.
Wink.
They're there to either the connection there, maybe. Either they're going to fuck around with the lore a bit and be like, it's in the similar vein.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, yeah, so Vanessa is maybe the daughter of the William
Vanessa Afton, yeah.
And, like, you know, they're like, she's trying to protect the people that go in there because she knows, but no one's going to believe her because animatronic puppets things. And so it's like, it maybe is a bit of a double fake out. Like, she's not a cop, so she's not going to be the hero, but she's also not, oh, you think the villain, oh, no, wait. She's the hero again.
Okay, double fake out.
Yeah, so something like that.
Because I could imagine a scene where he sees a cop. Cop gives him some lore. Then she's like, anyway, I got to keep doing my rounds. She disappears. The mascots come to life. He's like, oh no. Tries to get out of the pizzeria, but she's like locked it somehow.
Yeah.
And he's like, why would she do that? Well, God.
I don't think she leaves. I think it's going
to
be like.
She has to leave. She's in. There's a shot of her in hospital.
Yeah.
It is daytime in that shot.
I think, but didn't she get
Could that
forgotten,
be from
maybe?
The past?
Potentially.
Could that be from the past? She's wearing the same clothes.
Could that be
a cop
from the
uniform?
Past?
It is a cop uniform, yes.
That's her clothes.
That's her uniform. Could it be like she's coming there because it's the anniversary of something?
Okay.
Or it's like it's Halloween, or it's like in horror movies do the thing like, 10 years ago, this very day, happened.
The bite of 83 happened. Is it set in 2003? Then it could be.
Trailer...
not 2023. I don't know when it's set.
I don't know time.
I don't get time. What year is it?
Yeah, it's going to be hard to have characters connected to the bite of 83 in the movie because they're all too young.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but they could just move it up, I guess.
They say the 80s in the trailer.
So I'm just wondering if it's like, she comes in and she's like, oh, yeah. And like she knows that something bad's going to happen tonight. Or it's just like...
This is when the mascots... Because it's the anniversary. The mascot's going to come to life again. I wonder if she's going to get the spring trap thing happen to her, what happened to William Afton, and that she'll be like the villain for the majority of the film. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, you know, they're like, oh my God, like she's mm-hmm. gets got by the mascot. We think it's over.
Yeah.
And then it's her, but it's mascot her. Because yeah. there is the scary bunny robot mm. in the trailer. So.
Yeah.
And so, that's, she is bunny rabbit okay. robot what the, mascot or whatever in the movie. Yeah.
I mean, the trailer, game. It ends with like, one of the trailers links yeah. with
Freddy little, Fazbear going home with little girl.
Yeah. Burr, burr, yeah, yeah. Burr, burr. So yeah. we're assuming.
That's SpongeBob.
That is SpongeBob.
Mm.
So we assuming
3 days later.
Are we assuming that that is the end of the film or something like that?
I would not be shocked if that is literally the last shot of yeah. the movie.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. BEEF. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Okay, so I think we're all agreeing here with that. Yeah, that's probably the end, and it's going to be like
Hutchinson
one of the heroes.
Gets
yeah,
got
but
it.
Who? You think it's Josh?
Yeah.
And yeah.
So it could be Vanessa.
No. I think the Vanessa thing, I do believe it will be a fake out and she'll be someone, but yeah. she's not going home. It won't be like that. I reckon her becoming the Spring Jack yeah. or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Spring Hill
Jack, you know?
Spring Hill Jack.
Yeah.
Get down from that tree, bouncy man.
I think she will become Springtrap. I think that there'll be, maybe she'll be like Vanessa Afton, and she's like, I got to finish what my daddy started
yeah,
or whatever.
I was thinking either going to be like, I got to finish what my dad started, or but I got to stop my dad from doing crazy
yeah.
shit.
But if Matthew Lillard is William Afton, then
it's set prior
IMDb,
to his
IMDb, it
death.
Says he is not, but.
Oh! Yeah, but in the original list.
Well, if he is William Afton,
then it doesn't. Then, him having his daughter who's.
Well, maybe
who's
it's
alive.
Not a daughter. Maybe it's like, I don't know, they seem relatively similar in age.
Yeah.
I don't know what the age. But how old is Matthew Lillard? He's old now, isn't he?
Yeah.
He
Matthew
Lillard's
old.
In his 50s.
Yeah. Time comes for
and
us all.
The actress that plays Vanessa is 1 year younger than me and Jackson.
Okay. Sam has got age blindness.
Yeah.
Leave him
what
alone.
What year is it?
No one knows.
Yeah, so we have like
so
a
Matthew
guy
Lillard
kid at the
is
20s, all right.
Matthew Lillard is currently 53.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, 53 is like a Hollywood 30.
Yeah, that's true.
Elizabeth Lail, yeah. who is playing Vanessa, is 30.
Mm-hmm. That's Hollywood 30. Real life 30.
No, Hollywood 30. So real life 30. It's like a Hollywood 50.
Yeah, exactly. So it kind of matches up.
If you tell me, like, in movies gone by, if they were playing a husband and wife, no one would play.
Nobody would think of freaking second.
And everyone would be
it.
Like, wait a second.
Well, Hollywood lady 30
yeah.
is like versus real life 50. And Hollywood boy 50 is like real life 30. Yeah. So they're kind of same age. If you think about it like a baboon.
you can't count for the life of it.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I was.
Maybe if he is William Afton, mm-hmm. maybe then it's like, because it seems very reasonable for it to be like, we've brought in security guards because mm-hmm. people keep breaking in. Because I want to say is like, maybe William Afton has trapped him there for a reason and he wants to kill his kid because like, surely that's going to be the bulk of the like,
oh, yeah.
the threat in the movie is he's like, I got to protect my kid from Freddy Fazbear.
Yeah.
But so maybe William Afton's like, yeah, you got the job. You're bringing a kid? That's awesome. Mascot's going to eat them. Then Vanessa comes in. Maybe, what about this? Vanessa in the games, I think she's just like a regular security guard, but she gets corrupted over time. So maybe she comes in and originally she's there to stop whatever her dad's doing, But then over time, she gets corrupted by it.
Makes sense. And oh, then, it's that kind of thing. Like, oh, okay, how's this? Yeah. Right? Because, like, so for the souls that they, you know, they kill, the animatronics kill the person, get the soul, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, so something maybe similar to Vanessa, right? Where they get injured and they're in hospital.
Ah.
But then when they open their eyes, they have the cold, beady eyes of a master.
I think it could be something like that. Yeah.
Oh, actually, she the other way around, the soul went
into, oh, William Afton has possessed his daughter.
I don't think Vanessa is a bad person.
Oh, okay.
Because Five Nights at Freddy's related YouTuber Dorko.
Shout out to Dorko.
Shout out to Dorko.
Love him.
Revealed in a live stream that Hutchison would portray the first game's security guard, Mike.
Okay.
And Lillard would portray the franchise's main villain, William Afton. He also revealed that Mary Stuart Masterson and Piper Rubio would join the cast as an undisclosed female villain and Mike's younger sister, Abby, respectively. Mm-hmm. Now, Mary Stuart Masterson is playing a character called Aunt Jane.
Mm-hmm.
She's the villain, apparently.
Okay.
Like the female villain.
That's so weird. I don't know who the hell Aunt Jane is.
Someone
could be a fake name.
Yeah. Someone's sister.
Yeah.
William's relative.
Aunt Jane, maybe.
Will it be like William's sister?
I don't remember in the lore of William's sister.
But if it's Aunt Jane, then it comes back to Vanessa still being the daughter.
True.
And she is good, and she's trying to end the family dynasty or whatever.
And that, but I think she will, for lore reasons, still get corrupted, because that's what happens to her.
Which is why I reckon it might be
It would just be
like
quite a
someone
pivot if they were like, here's a character that has all this stuff happen to them in the games. We're completely flipping that on. I mean, they could do it.
It's like a little horror trope there.
Yeah.
Of them, you know, opening their eyes, being like, everything's fine, but they're not.
They're not. They've become possessed.
They've been a little bit possessed.
And then she'll sing the maybe Five Nights at Freddy's song in hospital.
Or the Jack Black one.
Yeah.
Five Nights at Freddy's. Five Nights at Freddy's.
That's
where I
want
to go.
It's where I want to go. Five Nights at Freddy's.
Five Nights at Freddy's.
Five Nights at Freddy's.
Five Nights at Freddy's.
It's where I
want to
go.
You know,
Jack
Black's
famous
song. In the round?
Long-time listeners of the show would have noticed this, that Jackson gets songs stuck in his head, but then he just changes the melody to whatever's fun for him to sing.
I really do.
Yeah. So often you'll hear...
Cannot deny that, dude.
Yeah. You'll hear him sing a song, and it's nothing like how the song goes. Like how when he sung the Five Nights at Freddy's theme song before, but it was just a bump, 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 bump from SpongeBob.
Wah, 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 wah.
I like how you made Five Nights at Freddy's. I want it to be up very
it was fun.
It was nice.
I'm glad you're having a good time.
I am. I'm having a wonderful time.
Just a beautiful time with friends thinking about Five Nights at Freddy's.
FNAF.
FNAF.
That's what people call it. FNAF.
FNAF.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I'm not. You're not. It's just funny to say.
Yeah.
FNAF.
Yeah, that's good.
FNAF 2. Well, this is obviously, I think, going to leave itself open for a sequel because there is so many.
Apparently, if it does well, Matthew Lillard has signed a 3-picture deal.
Okay.
Second one would be based off the second game. Third one, you're not going to believe this, based off the third game.
Whoa! So that would make the second one a prequel, then.
Yeah,
that's interesting. Cool. Yeah, neat.
Yeah.
Do we think this movie? Are we looking forward to this movie?
I'm curious to watch it, but it is also getting day and date, same release on streaming.
Yeah.
Which to me screams this ain't getting a sequel.
It wasn't on my radar.
Right.
I like horror movies.
Yeah. Currently it now is because we've been talking to my attention.
But is it going to stay on your radar when the episode ends? When you hit stop on that recorder, it's gone.
I'll watch it for Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
It comes out Halloween
week. That's
what
I mean. Yeah, like if some mates over for some pizza.
Oh,
and bizarre.
Watch some Five Nights at Freddy's.
From our local Freddy Pizzeria.
Oh, yeah.
Surely there's some pizza shops doing some Thai.
I'd be shocked if there
maybe
wasn't.
Not, because does anyone care?
Also, like, is it the thing you want to be associated with? We're the pizzeria that killed those kids.
Ah, shit.
Well, it's funny that they'll be doing, because the sequel games, so like the second one is very similar.
Yeah.
It's just like new mascots, I think. And then the third one, the same again.
Yeah.
It's interesting that those sequels aren't like the sister location or like the Pizzaplex one. Yeah, they might do. Who knows? They're probably not going to happen. I feel like this movie's coming out really at the wrong time.
I'm like, it's
Because Five Nights at Freddy's used to be at a fever pitch, but it's, yeah.
I think it's actually come out at a good time because there's no movies.
Yeah, oh, that's actually smart.
Hollywood got no movies.
Yeah, Hollywood ain't got no movies. Yeah.
Like, you used to that when you were a kid or a teen where you go to people's house, you just like watch a bunch of horror movies because it was a Halloween time?
Not because it was Halloween time, but I feel like every party I went to, they were like, let's watch a horror movie. And I was a scaredy cat kid. So I was like, I'm just going to go like hang out in the kitchen and eat snacks. But yeah, it was because I didn't want to see a horror movie.
Okay.
And then later on, I was like,
you know, yeah, for Halloween, you'd be like, get people gather around. You'd be like, oh, yeah, let's watch a bunch of, you know, scary movies.
Yeah. Well, you could watch this movie. You could do a double feature of this movie and, what's it called? Woody's...
Wrong.
Fuck.
Willy's Wonderland?
Yeah, Willy's Wonderland. What's... The Nick Cage Five Nights at Freddy's movie that came out, like, 4 years ago.
Yeah.
That's not true. Like, two or three. Which is it's
actually shockingly, I think, right the first time.
It's like the same premise.
I was going to say, was that when Nick Cage was real broke?
I assume
so. Saying yes to everything.
Oh, wait, no, it came out in 2021.
Okay. So, yeah, the premise.
He only recently was like stopped being.
I think so, yeah.
Right?
He got the money. Good on him.
Yeah.
He got the money
on you, Nick.
Because the premise of that one was the same thing. He was a janitor hired at an old like pizzeria, and it was haunted by evil mascots. Mm-hmm. And he had to, but
did they get the right? They try and make a Friday Night Freddy's and just not get the rights.
I don't know. Were, like, I genuinely have no idea.
No,
we can make our own Five Nights at Freddy's movie.
They
fuck
haven't
you.
Copyrighted robots.
I think the difference as well is that in Willy's Wonderland, Nick Cage fights. He just fights the mascots. Like, he just beats the shit out of them, which is kind of awesome. Where, instead of the kind of horror movie. Well, here's the thing I wondered
people
about.
People apparently were like, this is like Five Nights at Freddy's. And then the director said, no, it's based on the custom pinball machine in the film based on the 1982 Table Devil's Dare.
Of course.
Okay, fella.
Of course. Whatever. It is.
And it was originally called Wally's Wonderland. Uh-huh. But then changed to Willy's to avoid legal issues. I don't know. Wally from the book?
Or Willy from...
What's the name of the
Waldo
theme park that they go to in National Lampoon's? Is that Wally's Wonderland?
That's Wally's World.
Okay. Mm, well, close.
Is that mascot a rat?
Yeah. That's a pretty funny because it's Disneyland, and he's a rat too, in a way.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Mickey Mouse is a rat.
That's true.
Isn't like Chuck E. Cheese? He's a rat.
He's a rat as well. And Five Nights at Freddy's very based on Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Do we just like rats as mascots?
I think we do.
Or just rodents, really?
They're scrappy. I think it works.
Is there any rodent that we currently have that make a good mascot?
Well, that wouldn't make a good mascot actually, because every rodent I reckon make a good mascot.
A naked mole rat would make a weird mascot, but for the right product could be perfect.
Got in one. I was thinking squirrel, that's a pretty good mascot. Yeah, like a bat. Yeah,
naked mole rat. Naked what would you use that as a mascot for?
Mining.
The mining industry. Yeah,
Vaseline.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I think plumbing.
Well, that's good. Lubricants?
Yeah, lubes.
Naked mole rat lubricant made of 100% naked mole
rat. Okay, no, that's not a mascot. That's a product.
Well, he's also a mascot.
He's
a mascot of his own product.
I guess like
Louis the Fly is a mascot of like killing flies.
Yeah. He's a Judas. He's a Judas to other flies.
No, he hates Maltine.
Yeah, but he always survives.
He's always bringing other people to it.
I'm suspicious.
Yeah, I'm also sus of Louis the Fly. He's always there being like, don't worry, it's protected. You go in first.
You'll be right. Ah, geez, they died again.
I guess the Red Rooster mascot is a rooster.
Yeah.
Oh, but I guess that's not like
That's just a chicken.
It's just like, but it's like, it's never portrayed as like one with sentience.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just a chicken.
Yeah.
Just a chicken.
Yeah. Flock of Duck was the face of KFC.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're not,
but
you don't
KFD. Eat, yeah. KFD, Kentucky Fried Duck. Dick. Whoa!
Kentucky Fried Dick. Okay. Do we think this movie's going to be scary?
No.
Or do we think there's going to be an element of this where the Five Nights at Freddy's, like, you know that weird thing happened to Five Nights at Freddy's, and it happens to a couple like horror games and stuff, mm-hmm. where like kids really like it for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're playing something they shouldn't be playing.
Yeah,
same with the Slender Man game.
And Markiplier's playing it, and kids love Markiplier.
And we love Markiplier, our good friends.
That's true. So I wonder if this movie they're going to be even though it's a horror movie, he does love us. Even though it's a horror movie, we do have to kind of tone it down because in a way it is marketed towards children.
Nope. No. It's being released on streaming at the same time, so kids are going to watch it regardless.
Okay,
making it fucked up is actually smarter because then the kids are like, "Whoa!"
I get to watch it.
And then they'll talk about it with their friends.
Yeah, that's true. They'll have a Halloween party and they'll be like, oh, you can watch it on streaming.
So because of that reason, I think there'll have to be a couple of scenes that really push the boundaries.
All right, jump scares.
Jump scares.
Right?
Like the game was big.
The game was like renowned for jump scares, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to get jump scares left, right, and center. You know, you're going to be hovering over your seat.
Whoa.
That's how many
jump scares. In a movie, they stop being scary, and that will happen straight away.
Yeah, 100%, yeah, yeah. Big time.
Yes.
I think after
there'll have to be a couple of moments of like pretty intense gore.
Mm. Well, I reckon if they show someone getting scooped, that could be pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
That's kind of the nastiest part of the whole franchise, I think, the idea of getting scooped.
Or maybe the baby getting chomped. I doubt that'll be in the movie.
I don't think they'll show that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They should.
Yeah, okay.
Get rid of that crying kid's head.
They might show...
Although, I guess that's like harder to show because the kid doesn't die until 12 hours later.
Yeah. Like, it'll be like, you know, he puts his head in the thing, like in the animatronic. And then it'll be a shot of...
Cool.
And then the teeth start like going down, but then it like cuts to black. Right?
No, they might do like the teeth start going down and it cuts to the rest of the patrons being like, oh my God!
And they get a blood splatter.
Yeah, a bit of blood. Yeah, they could do that.
Because the kid's in hospital for 12 hours and like thinks about shit, and then the game is in the kid's head, I think.
No, see, that's what people thought. Because you're talking about Five Nights at Freddy's, it's my nightmare, I'm in bed.
Yeah.
But actually, that's William Afton's brother who is lying in bed getting hallucinogenic gas pumped at him. And that's in a facility somewhere. This was revealed in one of the Five Nights at Freddy's novelizations, and the creator was like, it's canon. People were like, that actually doesn't make sense with what happens in the game. Like, but he's like, too bad.
To be honest, the whole the have a coma dream makes more sense.
Dude, you have no idea how much more sense it makes. It's like full on, apparently, in that game, the sound of like ECG machine.
Yeah, the game ends with the heart monitor flatlining.
Yeah, but he's like, no, it's a hallucinogenic gas. So hey, I don't know, dude.
Why is it sometimes? No, this is like Five Nights at Freddy's. Isn't the only like franchise that does this.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, here's something that the fans have come up with, or people who like really liked and they've delved into it, like, hey, well, here's a theory. And it ticks so many boxes and it's correct. Like it makes sense and everything's like, oh shit, that's great.
Checks out.
And then they're like, no.
No.
Wrong. No, it's the other way. Shut up.
I think the reason they do that is because studio execs and stuff like that and developers get in their head that everything they do has to be surprising.
Yeah, oh yeah. It happened heaps with Westworld, I'm pretty sure, where people were like...
Game of Thrones.
And Game of... Yeah.
Like, it happens heaps with, like, in comic books all the time.
If they see, like, because the Game of Thrones guys were like, oh, we were going to do certain things, but then fan theories picked up on it, so we went into different ways.
It makes me think of George R. R. Martin, who's like, if you set up everything to say that the butler did it, and then the butler didn't do it, you've made a bad book.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you've not set up anything, and it's not like, oh, it's a what moment, and that's not what you want. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same like, with J.J. Abrams and The Rise of Skywalker. There's a lot of stuff that, even though The Last Jedi was like, J.J., go fuck yourself with your previous movie, we're ending the trilogy a movie early. You are gonna follow it, but it just rejected fan. Mm. Like, there was very natural fan theories that could have just, like, flowed from that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they just, I don't know why some creators or producers or whatever, they go, no, we're going to do a complete 180 of that. Like, no, you were right, but never mind now.
That's not right now.
It's like the, was it McGee? McGee did the Terminator Salvation.
Yeah, song. That's another example. The, like, ending leaked,
yeah,
so they changed it.
Yeah, the ending leaked, and it was like, it made sense. It was kind of cool. They used time travel in a bit of a clever way, and they're like,
no,
you don't want to do it anymore.
We're doing
something
different.
You know what happened, you nerds. You're like,
and then people watch it and they're like, oh, that was kind of that pretty shit.
I wish the original ending was in this.
Yeah, it's like, well, if you, why didn't you? Okay.
I think what's weird about the Five Nights at Freddy's one as well is that the game really sets it up that it's a coma dream.
Yeah.
But then stuff in previous games that people, this is all stuff because this was my Twitter feed for like 2 days for some reason. So in previous games.
Your Roman 10 feed.
Yeah, my Roman 10 feed. I'm calling it Twitter. For the previous day, so in previous games, there were hints toward that, and there were mysteries that people had never been able to solve about previous games. For example, in one area in one of the games, there was like a bunch of gas canisters, and they were like, what are these about? And then in another game, there was a map that had an extra little facility that looked like a bedroom.
Yeah.
So they were like, they were setting it up, but then in the game, they lead in a completely different direction. I think it's because the Five Nights at Freddy's is a great, you know, prior to all the mascot horror stuff becoming kind of played out, it's a very spooky premise.
Yeah.
I like it. I really think it's great. Mascots coming to life and trying to kill you is awesome. But the moment you try to add any lore to it, it becomes
silly.
It's not as scary anymore. And then clearly they were like, we have nothing else but lore. You know what I mean? So we got to just keep adding lore and hope that we get something worthwhile. The moment they're like, the kids' souls, I'm far less scared.
Yeah, soul machines, I'm like, I don't care. But if it was like rogue AI that fucked up a bit, I'm like, okay.
Or like, just don't show me the shark in Jaws. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, it's mascots and they're trying to kill you.
Why?
You don't know why. That's scary. But the moment you're like, it's kid ghosts, I'm like, I could fight a kid ghost.
Well, I think like Saw falls into this trap as well, where the first one has a big twist, and then they're like, "Whoa, we're gonna build our movies on big twist."
Yeah,
and it ends up with this like nonsense, convoluted story.
Sure, that's
absolutely.
Baby.
Where now you're releasing Saw X, which is set between Saw 1 and Saw 2.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
So now the Saw franchise goes Jigsaw, but the twist in that is that it's a prequel. Classic horror movie twist.
They
the
love
last
to do
Final
that, yeah.
Destination does that too.
Yeah.
Because they're like, how is Jigsaw back up from the dead? It's because this is set before Saw 1.
Whoa. It's a cycle. It's
then it goes, so Jigsaw, Saw X, Saw 2, Saw 3, and Saw 4 take place at the same time.
Yeah.
Twist.
Saw 5, Saw 6, Saw 7, which is the final Saw.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Legacy?
It's
Spiral?
Spiral.
Oh, yeah. Is that... Wait, Spiral Legacy? No.
No, there's no Saw Legacy.
I thought there was,
you're getting confused with the long-dead podcast Movie Maintenance.
No, because I thought, like Spiral was basically, like, Saw Legacy.
Oh, okay.
No, Spiral is Spiral from the Book of Saw is its title.
That's right.
That's awesome.
You'll also notice that I said 7 and 10, but I didn't say 8 and 9. That's
correct.
Because there is no...
Well, yeah, because X isn't 10. It's X is in the unknown between... what is between
it's algebra,
1 and 2? It's X.
1 times 2.
Yeah, 1 times 2 makes sense, baby, which equals 2.
God, the Saw franchise is confusing and stupid.
But if you get the
but
X,
but it's awesome
you turn
that
it...
their arm gets cut off or whatever. Yeah. Well,
if you get
in
the
Saw.
X and you turn it slightly, it becomes a plus. And then 1 plus 2 is 3, and that's how you need to watch the films.
That makes sense to me.
What makes a lot of sense to me is that Amanda, the villain of the series, is from Becca.
Yeah, she is.
She is from Becca.
Yeah, Becca. Good times.
Yeah,
Becca,
bring Becca
that
back.
Doctor's a real sack of
he's
shit.
A real
but
piece
he gets results.
Yeah, but he knows what's going on. And just because he's got poor bedside manner doesn't mean he doesn't know
that's
what's
true.
Going on. Just like another TV doctor I like to call Dr. House from the TV show House, which if you will know, it's like Sherlock, like I was when I deduced it was Vanessa. Because I'm a genius.
Whoa.
Bringing her all back to Friday Night Live.
Friday Night Lights at Freddy's. I hope they win the big game and someone should kill those mascots.
Mascot that's come to life.
Their eyes full hearts cut loose.
Swings. Do we want to swing for the fence on Five Nights at Freddy's? Any swings?
It is tricky because it is based on a video game that
you've never played.
Yeah.
I reckon swing for the fence.
Yeah.
They're going to reveal that this is the dream of someone being gassed at the end.
Whoa! That would be awesome.
They'll take the controversial new twist and they'll put it at the end of this movie.
Because people love it.
Yeah.
Let's see. They're definitely going to 100% include soul technology.
Yes. Well, I reckon there will be a bunch of references to the other games. Like, I think... there'll be somewhere a hint to the sister location where Baby BB Pizza Lady lives or whatever.
Yeah.
Ballerina? I don't know. I forget who
Clown Baby.
Clown Baby.
Is this kind of like Resident Evil, like the films where it was just like, we pull back and it's part of a facility?
Oh, yeah, they could do that. Well, they might be. They might pull the Resident Evil thing, where he's like, as he's exploring, he goes deep under, what's this hidden door?
Oh, it's Umbrella.
It's Umbrella. They're making zombies. Shit. But yeah, maybe he goes down there and he sees, maybe they're far more explicit about the soul technology. Do we think in the end he's going to like exercise the kids?
Well, I'm guessing that it's not souls. What they'll do is they'll be like, the kids' bodies are in the thing. And it'll just, rather than being like, it's the souls and they're ghosts and possessed, it'll just be like...
They
can be possessed.
There's a flashback to him seeing all the kids.
Isn't it like, when someone looks into whoever that person is, who looks into like a mouth, it's like a hand pops out.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, I think it'll be more like the bodies are in the suits. And yeah, like, so rather they're than like focusing on...
Well, because I think that's the idea with Springtrap, is that some of the suits, and I can't remember which ones at what pizzeria, but some of the suits have, you can get in them and wear them like a mascot suit, but they are also animatronics. So they're like, you have to be really careful with the Springtrap mechanism, because if that activates while you're in it, it'll crush you, basically. Yeah. Awesome technology, really smart stuff.
You know what works? Just, I don't know, plush.
Yeah, kids, what hey, have a guy dress up as fucking Ronald McDonald. One clown.
Yeah.
That'll sort you right out. So maybe they'll, they'll be like, the kids went into the mascots, because...
No, I think the kids, it'll still be like the kids got killed, because William Afton, maybe Matthew Lillard won't be William Afton, and William Afton will be Freddy or some shit. Yeah. No, Freddy can't have some, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I can't help
truly
you, listeners.
Exhausted you.
I just can't help you. Can't help you out with this one. Swing for the fence. I don't fucking know. I'll watch the movie and I'll be like,
oh yeah,
what the hell?
So I guess some guys were in what there.
I guess some guys were mascots. Yeah. I suppose. I think this is my swing of the fence is that this is going to try too hard to be lore heavy. And is going to be not only like not a great movie, but weirdly alienating. That's what I suspect. And I suspect they're not going to go as hard as they frankly could, because it's come out at the point where the Five Nights at Freddy's franchise is like Security Breach and the DLC. I'm sure they're scary to some people, but they don't have the griminess of the earlier games. Even like more recent Five Nights, like none of them really have matched the griminess of like the first two.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be really clean in a way that I don't think makes it very scary. And it's, And then they're going to go too lore heavy and introduce William Afton and the purple guy who is William Afton. And the Pizza Plex and Baby Pizza or whatever. I think it's going to be a mess.
You reckon we're going to get a sequel?
No, I don't think a sequel's going to happen. I think if this movie had come out
10 years ago,
probably.
10 years ago, 1 year before the game.
Whoa.
It's only been 10 years. Wow.
Five Nights at Freddy's 2013. But Five Nights at Freddy's did this, not annoying thing.
Yeah.
This crazy thing at first where it was like, first game came out, and then like 3 months later, the second game came out. It's not like it went a game a year.
Right.
They just
I was like, oh, I was like, it feels like it's so much of it, but less than 10 years.
I think the first three all came out in the
pretty
space
quickly,
of 1 year.
Pretty quickly. All then the fourth one, which is in the bedroom, I think was meant to be like the last one.
Yeah.
And then they brought out Security Breach, which is like a third person, not a third person. It's like a first person. It's not a point and click horror game anymore. Yeah.
Okay.
Where the others are.
I reckon we are going to get a sequel, and it may be a little bit cheaper.
Yes, I can see that.
It's going to be like somehow worse.
Well, the budget of this movie, I don't think would be particularly high.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, it's the first time.
Yeah.
Oh, the director doesn't have a Wikipedia page.
That's awesome.
The budget's $25 million.
Okay, that's not heaps.
So that's low.
Okay, well, then maybe. Plus, you got to have something on Paramount.
Yeah, you got to watch something on that freaking channel.
Peacock.
Peacock.
Peacock. Peacock.
Do you think this is going to make people want to play Five Nights at Freddy's? Do you think it's going to...
I think it's going to make people watch YouTube videos.
Yeah, about Five Nights at Freddy's to learn the lore.
Yeah, you're just going on ahead to YouTube and typing, what the fuck is going on at Five Nights at Freddy's?
I mean, the director has directed other films.
The Wind?
Yeah, she
That's
did.
That's a movie?
She did the left-right game.
Do you know what that is?
No.
Joel Zammett? It's I not don't. A... It says series and it's
a... podcast series. Yeah. There you go.
And it's based on a No Sleep subreddit post.
Boy.
And she did a couple episodes of Into the Dark.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's a horror and the anthology series.
So
The Wind was like received like positively.
Okay.
So that's something.
You can stream that now on Amazon Prime.
There you go. Watch The Wind.
5.6 rating on IMDb.
Yeah.
That's low, but critic score is a bit higher, which makes me think that it'll be a slow movie because that's usually how you get that rating.
I think it's sort of a shame that mascot horror went in the direction it did, because I think it's got real good legs as something spooky, but I've never actually seen it done in a way that's not stupid. So
yeah, when you talk about the golden age of mascot horror, what are you talking about?
Well, I don't
about?
Think there was one, really.
Yeah.
I think that the Five Nights at Freddy's looked nasty, and I think that's what made it very appealing.
Yeah.
But
then the lore wrecked it?
Yeah, and I think subsequent games were like...
How would you do a mascot horror game, then? Or mascot horror...
Anything.
Movie.
I don't know. I think it's got to be very, like, I think what's scary about a mascot is that it's kind of, this is stupid to say, but it's kind of alive but not alive. You know what I mean?
Chucky?
Yeah, like as in, it's like a living thing, but it's also extremely fake. And I think that in itself is a pretty unsettling sort of thing. It's like it's like the horror of a robot, but it's designed to be quite friendly. And it's taking something that's very, you know, joyous and lovely, but also has this kind of like a doll, right? Yeah. Like it's got an unsettling element to it because it's a simulacrum, you know. It's like a fake version of a real thing, but it's trying to be like a real thing, but it's not a real thing, but it moves like a real thing, but kind of wrong. So it hits you in the uncanny valley. So I think there's like a lot of meat there, but I just don't know if anybody's, I think people try and make it, you know, they overcomplicate it, I suppose.
I think Willy's Wonderland will be what you're looking for.
I think it might be, except I think when Nick Cage starts to beat the shit out of all of the, I think that'll be awesome, but it'll probably take away from some of the horror. Though fighting a ghost is baller.
Did you know?
I don't think they're ghosts in that.
No, I think they are. I think I remember looking up the lore to that to be like, what is this about? And yeah.
Did you know that the writer of this film has also written a crossover Friday Night Freddy's and Scooby Doo, Where Are You in Spring Trapped?
Is it like a fan fiction?
The short, 2023.
Short story? Movie?
Scooby-Doo, Five
Animation
Nights.
Short.
Okay. Cool stuff.
Does that excite you now for this?
No.
It's a, stop motion short.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, wait, I think I saw that stop motion short. Yeah, whatever. You know, I probably wasn't going to watch this movie anyway, really.
Yeah. It's hard to get you to watch movies you have to watch for this podcast.
I'm so excited.
No, I just know a lot about Five Nights at Freddy's.
You've been gagging to do this episode since the first trailer came out 2 months ago.
Because I think it's funny. And it was.
Well, on that note, I've been Joe.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joe.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS boys. Yeah. Tell Markiplier we sent you.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our SansPants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.